All right, so today we're going to get up close and personal with the art of Graham Watts. You guys sent in some amazing stuff about him.
Yeah, it's really impressive, actually.
Like little glimpses into his life, how he approaches his art, even what people are saying about his paintings out there in the world.
Not to mention, of course, we even have the details on how you could actually own one.
Exactly. But we're here to go way beyond just the how to buy stuff, right? We're talking about that feeling you get when you connect with a piece of art, I don't know, on a whole other level.
Absolutely. We're peeling back the layers, figuring out what makes a Graham Watts painting more than just a pretty picture. I mean, the Canadian landscape is breathtaking, don't get me wrong, but
Right, it's more than that.
there's something about his work that just, it sings to your soul.
Okay, and speaking of singing, there's this one quote from Watts that really stuck with me. He said he feels like a sculptor trying to chisel rock when he's painting those mountains. I mean, come on, that's
Yeah,
intense.
that's not just sketching a pretty scene.
No, it's like he's wrestling with it, feeling every little like ridge and crevice.
It really highlights his process, you know,
Yeah.
because he's not just setting up an easel in front of a pretty view and say, okay, I'm going to paint that now. He's out there hiking, skiing, really immersing himself in those landscapes.
He's living it.
Exactly. He talks about the energy of these places. And when you see his paintings, you can feel that energy in the way he puts the paint on the
It's
canvas.
tangible.
Yeah.
And he's so deliberate too in his choice of using oil paints. He even mentions how he achieves this like incredible texture and luminosity with them.
Right, and that's not by accident. It's a very specific technique that he uses. He layers those oils, builds up the textures, and it creates this interplay of light and shadow, you know. And that luminosity that everyone's talking about, it's not just about capturing light, it's about making it emanate from the canvas.
It draws you in.
Yes, you feel like you could step right into that mountain scene.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like when you hear a piece of music and it just hits you like a wave of emotion.
Yes.
I feel like that's what Watts is doing, but with visuals instead of sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And think about how much just colors themselves can impact your mood.
Oh, totally.
So now imagine, Watts is strategically using those colors, using those textures, to evoke the awe of standing at the bottom of a giant mountain peak, or the quiet stillness of a forest after a fresh snowfall. I mean, that's the magic he's working with.
And people are definitely feeling it. One of the people who owns a Watts painting that you shared with us, they were raving about it, talking about how much they loved the piece, how their guests can't stop commenting on
I
it,
love that.
and how impressed they are by the quality. It's one thing to like a piece of art, but when it sparks conversations, becomes a part of your home, that's different.
It becomes part of your story.
It's true.
And it speaks to the fact that art is an investment, but not just financially.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Graham Watts original is going to be valuable monetarily, but it's also an investment in something deeply personal. It's
Yes.
about, you know, bringing a piece of nature, a feeling into your life. And honestly, you know you're going to connect with that for years to come. And this actually goes back to the whole idea you mentioned about why choose original Canadian art,
Yeah.
because it speaks to your heart.
Yes, because it's one thing to have like a poster on the wall, but to have a piece of art that truly resonates with you, that evokes something deep down, there's no comparison.
None.
And Watts, he provides that opportunity in a few different ways too. Like you could own an original painting, which is amazing,
Of course.
but he also does limited edition prints.
Right, so it's accessible.
Exactly. And honestly, the thing I love most is that he does commissions. Can you imagine working with him directly to like capture a place that holds a special meaning for you?
Oh, wow.
That would be unreal.
Talk about a personalized experience. There's a level of collaboration there that's really special. It's almost as if Watts is providing a lens, you know, through which you can experience and connect with nature
That's the perfect way to put it.
on an even deeper level.
So I think as we wrap up our little deep dive here into the art of Graham Watts, the biggest takeaway for me is this. It's not just about what you see when you look at one of his pieces, it's about what you feel.
Yes, it's about the experience. So
Exactly.
the next time you see a piece of art, any art, don't just observe it. Let yourself really sink into it. Let it spark those emotions, those memories, even if it's just a few questions that pop into your head.
Because that, my friend, is where your own personal deep dive begins.
Okay.
And for those of you who are like me and eager to explore more of Graham Watts' work, you are in luck. We've got links where you can dive into more of his art. And hey, maybe even bring a piece of the Canadian wilderness into your own home.